Laudator Jesus Christus.
Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. When we lose our way, lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Bishop Clement Tirki. He is the Bishop of Jalpaiguri Diocese in the northern part of India. As a priest and as a bishop living and working among the poor people in the tea gardens, he faced many challenges in his life and mission. Our faithful witness of today, Bishop Clement Tirki, shares with us his faith experiences and the challenges he's faced in his life and mission. Your Grace, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us briefly about your diocese.
It is 1952 to 2012. It's a golden jubilee year for the Jalpaiguri Diocese. In fact, before independence, Jalpaiguri Diocese was a part of the Diocese of Dinajpur, now in Bangladesh, which was entrusted to the Pontifical Institute of Foreign Mission of Milan, Italy, normally known as PMA Fathers. Much after independence of India, due to new political setup in January 17, 1952, policy by an apostolic decree, detached Jalpaiguri district from the Diocese of Dinajpur and erected a new Diocese of Jalpaiguri with Right Reverend Ambrose Galbiati Pime as his first bishop, to which the adjacent Koch Bihar district was added. Thus now, Jalpaiguri Diocese comprises of two civil districts, Jalpaiguri Catholic Diocese misses the PMA presence, but their love for Jalpaiguri continues till today. I took over on April 23, 2006.
How many mission stations and parishes do you have in your diocese?
We have total 27 parishes and 6 mission centers. Out of that, 5 parishes are looked after by the religious. One parish is looked after by the Jesuits, 2 parishes by the Salesians, 1 by the TOR, 1 by the OCDs. 3 brothers congregation, they are in the various parishes. Women religious are 17 of them. Diocesan priests, we have 57 total, and the religious are 27.
What are your major concerns or challenges?
As the majority of the Catholics are tea garden laborers, their economic growth very much dependent on the tea garden continuation. Sometimes they are closed because of strike and other reasons. Their religious practice also, they are very much dependent on the holidays. Wages are low, and therefore local support for or donation to the church and other cultural development very little. They are not in a very good position. So we have, resource crunch, let us say. This is a major challenge. Somehow that we manage with local contributions as well as some donations from outside. Second challenge, the diocese lengthwise is very long. From one end to the another end, it is 200 kilometers. And for if you want to organize a few programs in the diocese level, they have to travel so much. That's why youth program especially suffers a lot. One more problem we have, this diocese have got so many languages. There are around 7 to 8 major languages. Most of the fathers don't know. So this is also another major problem.
Pope Benedict XVI said some time back that two major challenges for pastors today is pastoral care and preaching of the gospel. What do you say?
In fact, our Catholics are very much in need of the pastoral care, and it is very important today. Faith formation, if not granted, right from on all the stages, let us say, children, then youth, and then even the parents, then definitely the next generation may be landing into cultural vacuum. That's why we have the BCC, through which we have in 10 parishes doing quite a lot of good, and women association, they are also very much interested in this. And then for children catechism, we face some difficulties because in our own primary schools, we have very less children now, whereas in the approved schools, there are so many children, but then catechism and so on are neglected. I have been instructing our priests and nuns to rest on these, pastoral care of the children, and then organizing retreats for them, organize meaningful liturgies for them. Regarding the second one, King of the Gospel, we have the catechists. Catechists are very, very faithful. Often they themselves are trained by our priests, and they are, continuing the preaching in village chapels and so on. So that way, I must say that preaching of the gospel is continued and not neglected, and it is very, very important. That is how the faith of the people is still very strong.
There is a general perception that youth are away from the church today. Is it true in your diocese?
Well, in general, I can say that youth are attending in all the parishes for all the liturgical services, singing, reading, and other help they continue. And therefore, I will not say altogether false. Problem of unemployment makes them to go in pursuit of getting a job somewhere else. So in that process, often they miss. I don't think it is deliberate avoiding. They are very close and attached to the church. Okay. They respect the fathers, nuns, and so on. That way, I am quite satisfied.
As a priest and a bishop, what is your personal experience in sharing your faith with other people?
Surely. In fact, as a priest, when I was ordained and for in that place, there were two schools, English medium as well as Hindi medium. But the parish priest was not at all interested that I get involved there. He told me, go and visit the families. And during the day, in this area of Tea Gardens, I could not find anybody. So gradually, I started going evening hours. And then I would start one house and go to all the next prayers and some talk and so on. And whether they were Catholics or non-Christians, it did not matter. I visited all the houses. And as a result, what happened? I was so much loved by them. It was really a very good experience for me. And then afterwards, when I was another place in Sikkim, I was in the school, but then parish priest was away, often. So when people needed a priest for sick call and burial services, I told one of the teachers to take care of the school during 1 or 2 hours. And then they did very well. And I never missed any of the sick calls or burial services. So for me, first a priest, then a teacher. So this was my experience as a priest. Then later on, as a bishop, it was a very rich experience. Once I had arranged by mistake two programs on the single day. And then they were very much annoyed. I had to cancel one. I sent the vicar general to another place. But then I did promise that I would visit them at the end in the afternoon. So when I visited them, they were very much upset and they started firing me right and left. And I was like a lamb. I did not say one word, but went on hearing. And this my patience listening to them was very, very fruitful. Later on, when they finished, I thanked them and I inquired whether the parish priest visits them or not and the seekers go or not. And they were very happy to tell me that they were visiting them, without any break, and they were very happy with the parish priest as well as the seekers. I congratulated them. Both the parish priest and the seekers were also present there. And I was very happy. I handled the entire matter so well that the Holy Spirit was with me, and I was ever more joyous rather than sad for their behavior.
What is your message to the Catholics in this year of faith?
We are passing through difficult times. The role of the Church is to make a better India for the Church, for the Christians, Catholics, to work upon and grow in their faith and justice. God is love. It's very, very true. Everybody can experience. Hope in God will change our lives. We should guide the youth and transfer our heritage and responsibility to this future generation.
Thank you, Bishop. That was Bishop Clement Tirki, Bishop of Jalpaiguri Diocese, India, sharing his faith experiences.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Yes, eternal is His love. Make me a channel of Your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring Your love. Where there is injury, Your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, to faith.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.